During the Dark Ages, the bubonic plague inflicted Europe and Asia and killed 75% of the population in those areas. They didn't have much of a knowledge base since they hadn't been studying or thinking in a scientific or medical way about the population. They hadn't made any real medical advances for years, and when they were hit by this plague, they were at a loss at how to resolve it. The first thing they did was to think, what's causing this? They initially thought that cats were the cause, so people became afraid and killed all the cats. That didn't seem to do anything in terms of the disease spreading. We now know that the disease is caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis, and once contracted, it kills most people within 4 days. We also know that fleas were the cause, and that they were transmitting this bacteria in their saliva. So killing the cats didn't help, because the fleas lived on rodents. With the cats gone, the rodent population exploded, and they ended up with an even more rapid disease spread. Now remember that when the Roman Empire was expanding, they put in all these travel mechanisms, building roads and bridges that people could readily travel and live in city centers. Typically, cities have a higher population and a greater rodent population. In itself, that's an issue for contagious diseases. But, in addition, rodents could easily get on a boat, in a crate, or in a box, and travel to a different area. The spread was uncontrollable because of the lack of knowledge about how this was happening. Besides the bubonic plague, the other prevalent diseases at this time were the same kind of communicable diseases, spreading in a similar manner. Diseases that are caused by viruses, bacteria, or parasites were prevalent at this time. So smallpox, diphtheria, tuberculosis, typhoid, the plague, and malaria were all pretty common. Realizing the need to understand how to treat illness, the period following the Dark Ages called for a focus on science and medicine that had been missing for years.